You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
September 3rd is National Merchant Navy Day. The day commemorates those who served with the Merchant Navy during both World Wars. The day marks the sinking of the British merchant ship in 1939, hours after the Second World War began. But it wasn't officially commemorated over the Commonwealth until 2010. This year, in-person ceremonies were set aside because of Level 4 restrictions, but the New Zealand Maritime Museum held an online service this morning. Vincent Lipinovich is the museum's director, and he spoke with Justin Wong yesterday about the Merchant Navy. Here they are now.
Even though it's called the Merchant Navy is not a military.
That's right. So these were... When we refer to the Merchant Navy, we're generally referring to civilian vessels that were transporting goods and material and people during wartime. And the term really became popularized during the huge contribution they made during the First and Second World War, where effectively they became viewed as the fourth service alongside the Army, Navy, and Air Force. But these were volunteer civilian sailors working on civilian vessels.
Because as far as I know, the Merchant Navy, they were responsible for shipping materials from the Atlantic, across the Atlantic, from the US to Europe during the Second World War, and several convoys from Britain to the Soviet Union. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the one. So the Merchant Navy is probably most famous for what's referred to now as the Battle of the Atlantic, which started on the 3rd of September, which is why Merchant Navy Day is on the 3rd of September, and it ran at the beginning of the Second World War, and it ran right through to the end in 1945. And these were the convoys, as you've described, that went right across, not only from the US to Europe, but from other parts of the world as well, defended by Navy ships that were basically a huge risk from sinking from particularly the German U-boat fleet, and that moved all the materials really and troops around, and basically meant that people in Europe continue to do things like eat and all that kind of stuff. The essential materials that need to move at all times. So that's perhaps what the Merchant Navy is most famous for, is the convoy service. But you know, it started right during the First World War as well, when a lot of ships in New Zealand were converted, for example, into hospital ships. There are several famous ones of that. The museum holds a vessel called the Nautilus, which was the motor tender for the Marama, which was a converted Union Steamship Company vessel, which became a hospital ship, crewed by its original crew, and was sent to Europe to serve as a floating hospital for wounded servicemen.
Why didn't the Royal Navy or the Allied Navies run these convoys themselves and instead have to rely on civilians?
Well, so the Navy, as you can appreciate, doesn't have huge... They're not built for moving material. They're warships, and the sort of general lines of commerce sort of need to remain open for countries to operate. So the Navy, the Royal Navy, and the Royal New Zealand Navy later in the Second World War was involved in defending the convoys. So the convoys always did have Navy ships with them, but the majority of the actual stuff that they were carrying was carried by the Merchant Navy because only they were capable of doing so.
So how many New Zealanders served in the Merchant Navy over in Europe during the both World Wars?
So there was the exact number I couldn't tell you. I know that there was the current estimate of there was around 140 of them lost their lives during the Second World War in that period. So it was very dangerous. It was probably about the most dangerous job you could have at that time, other than being directly in the armed services.
So these New Zealanders, did they go as part of a ship, or they just went to Europe on their own to sign up to British vessels?
So these people were doing their jobs effectively. So I mean, even today, and I think this is a really important point for this year particularly, with the effects of the global pandemic on international sort of trade. You know, even today, 90% of our trade is moved by sea. And that only happens through the merchant marine. That might not be what they're called today, but they still exist effectively, moving these materials around on our behalf internationally. And that needs to happen all the time for international trade and commerce, for us to get all the things we want. And it's a particularly interesting time for us to be marking Merchant Navy Day. I think last year, the Washington Post estimated there were around 400,000 merchant seamen who were trapped on their vessels all the way around the world, still working at huge personal risk because of COVID, but still moving all that essential goods and material around the world that we all expect and need so that we can buy things at the shops. And I think we've forgotten a lot of that connection. And, you know, it was a huge risk during the Second World War. And I think perhaps now, more than ever, is a time when those merchant seamen have put themselves at huge risk to keep those trade lines open, probably the first time since then. So it's a really significant year to be marking Merchant Navy this day, okay. This year, I think.
Well, the Merchant Navy Day wasn't celebrated until 2010. So why did it take that long to set up a special day to commemorate them?
So because the Merchant Navy weren't a formal military service, or indeed a military service at all, when a lot of our commemorations sort of started happening after the First and Second World War, they were left out effectively. And I think that was recognised by many people, including the Royal Navy and the Royal New Zealand Navy, for whom these are close colleagues, as a real injustice. And there was a real movement around the turn of the millennium to rectify that. And the institution of Merchant Navy Day, not just in New Zealand, but in all Commonwealth countries, I think was a chance for us to recognise the huge contribution that these people made at the time.
So this year, like last year, New Zealand is under COVID restrictions, and most of the in-person celebrations are to be parked aside. So when it's not like, when we don't have restrictions, what would a typical commemoration day look like?
So it's something that people may be familiar with from their experiences with Anzac Day, although there is a little bit less of a military twist to it. So we generally host the Auckland service at the National Maritime Museum on Hobson Wharf. There's also a service at the National Maritime, at the National War Memorial in Wellington. And we generally will have readings and hymns. Some wreaths are laid by representatives of various Merchant Navy groups and the Royal Navy and the museum. And afterwards, there's quite a beautiful ceremony called laying the wreaths on the water. So after the padre from the seafarer's mission blesses the wreaths, we take them out to sea on Nautilus and lay them on the water and let them disperse naturally.
That was Justin Wong from the Thursday Wire speaking to Vincent Lipinovich, who is the New Zealand Maritime Museum Director, about National Merchant Navy Day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.